China's Communist Party is gathering in Beijing this week. Party leaders will chart a course for policy, and they're also widely expected to confirm that President Xi Jinping will stay in power for years to come. NPR's John Ruich is in Beijing. And John, first of all, explain what's happening here. This party congress happens once every 5 years, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a twice-a-decade deal. It brings in delegates from around the country. This time there are around 2,300 of them. And they endorse policy priorities as laid out by the leadership and then rubber stamp a sweeping personnel reshuffle that reaches into the top echelons of the party. The Communist Party of China's base position is that it's the only organization that knows what's best for China and that can lead China successfully. And it doesn't derive legitimacy from direct elections. So this kind of event, it lends some legitimacy to the decisions that emerge. And by all accounts, Xi Jinping is poised for another 5 years as party chief. That takes him into his second decade as China's leader, and that's bending the norms a little bit.
Yeah, and we should say the Chinese people have no say in this whatsoever. So when she gave this speech yesterday, this marquee speech, what did he say?
The speech was really this sort of sweeping take on what the past 5 and 10 years have been and what the future for the country will be like. And my read on it is that he was really making a case in a way, and it kind of has two parts. And it goes like this. The party has done a great job. The economy boomed. Poverty was eliminated. The party cleaned up corruption. It modernized the military. The second part is more forward-looking. And this narrative really is that China has this amazing opportunity before it to get ahead with all kinds of changes and turmoil going on in the world, especially in the West. So the party needs to be strong, undaunted, confident, basically double down on the course that it's been on, which happens to be Xi Jinping's course. So control, security, self-sufficiency, things like that. He'll continue the course on that.
Yeah. Speaking of the West, I know many people in the United States and Western countries were wondering what Xi Jinping may say about relations around the world. What did we hear?
Well, he did not mention really any other countries by name. He didn't mention the U.S. It sort of loomed large, though. Now, there is this deepening sense in China that the United States is bent on thwarting its development. It's a narrative that Xi Jinping and the party have fostered. He mentioned Taiwan and got actually his biggest round of applause of the day for that. He said peaceful reunification with Taiwan was preferable, but that China could never renounce the option to use force because of, quote unquote, interference from outside forces.
Hmm. So Xi reportedly poised now for a third term as party chief. I suppose we'll find out at the end of the Congress, at the end of the week. How significant is a third term for President Xi?
Policy-wise, you know, Xi Jinping is likely to emerge from this Congress stronger. He's already the strongest leader since Mao Zedong. Xi Jinping thinks that China needs a strong man to stay together, to avoid the Soviet Union's fate of dissolving and breaking apart. That's how he's ruled, right? He's doubling down on technology-enabled surveillance and control of society. He's cracked down on dissent. He's built up this sense of nationalism and almost a siege mentality and, you know, has been pushing hard for self-sufficiency.
Yeah, John, considering what you just said, I'm curious what it is like in Beijing these days. I understand there's a lot of extra security willing and able to crack down on any dissent whatsoever.
Yes, around events like this, the security is always ramped up. There are police on most street corners these days. I went to the opening session of the Congress on Sunday, and the area around this giant meeting hall in central Beijing where it was happening was sealed off and absolutely crawling with police and paramilitary soldiers and plainclothes officers of some kind. It's kind of funny, near the NPR office, which is in this sort of bustling commercial part of town with embassies and, you know, other offices and restaurants and bars and stuff, elderly volunteers from the neighborhood are stationed about every 50 feet or so along the road for quite a long stretch. And in the words of one of them, their job is to make sure that, quote unquote, there are no incidents, whatever that could mean. You know, in terms of incidents, there was one 3 days before the Congress in a totally different part of town when someone hung protest banners on a road overpass, complaining about the very restrictive COVID policies that are hurting China's economy, calling for democracy and for Xi Jinping's ouster. It's a very rare display of social disobedience here, and it was scrubbed pretty quickly from the Chinese internet.
That's NPR's John Ruich reporting from Beijing. John, thank you so much.
You're welcome.